We're ending the year with some of our most entertaining performances from 2007. Nellie Mackay is performing tonight at Joe's Pub at the Public Theater in Manhattan. In the New York Times preview of her concert, Nate Shannon described Mackay as, quote, sweet as a cream puff and tough as nails, a pretty good combination for the coming year, unquote. Mackay started off wanting to be a jazz singer, but in her own songs, you hear the influence of everything from vaudeville to hip-hop. Last year, she played Polly Peachum in the production of the Threepenny Opera that also starred Alan Cumming and Cyndi Lauper. This year, Mackay released her third album, Obligatory Villagers. Her Fresh Air interview and performance was recorded in November. Nellie Mackay, welcome to Fresh Air. You've brought your ukulele with you, so let's start with a song. And how about you open with the song that opens your new CD, Mother of Pearl?
Thank you, Terry. Feminists don't have a sense of humor. Feminists just want to be alone. Ooh, 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 ooh. Feminists spread vicious lies and rumor. They have a tumor on their funny bone. They say child molestation isn't funny. Rape and degradation's just a crime. Lighten up, ladies, rampant prostitution, sex for money. What's wrong with that? Can't these chicks do anything but whine? Dance break. And I approved this message.
Oh, bravo. That was great. That's
really
fun. And that's Nellie Mackay playing a song from her new CD. And the CD is called Obligatory Villagers. That song kind of sums up just some of the things I like about you. I mean, it's really funny and trenchant. And you have a beautiful voice. And you're singing about a very contemporary set of themes here, but the style of music that you're playing, I mean, it was almost vaudevillian, like tap dancing. So you're bringing together these different eras musically and lyrically.
Oh, well, thank you. I think there are nice things about every era. I wish we could just take the nice things.
One of the most quoted lines about you is from Blender, in which you were described as indie musical comedy. Do you see yourself as being somewhere in between music and theater?
I don't know. You know, I just did a theater thing the other night, and I was discussing with my mother about how we don't get the appeal of it. So maybe I'm the wrong person to be representing the theater. We'd much rather go see a bad movie. But I certainly like mixing it up.
Well, speaking of movies, you've made a movie called P.S. I Love You, and that's also the name of a great song that I know was popular during World War II. So do you get to sing it in the film?
I gave the song out as a cast present, and when the director said he wanted to use it in the film, my mother said, "Oh, I bet that means he's cutting all your scenes." And that was a big joke. That was very funny. Then we went to a screening, and he'd cut all my scenes. So I'm glad they're at least using the music in the movie.
So would you do the song for us?
I'd love to. Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at 9. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? P.S. I love you. Right to the Browns, just as soon as you're able, they came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table.
Nellie Mackay recorded in November. We'll hear more of her performance in the second half of the show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're ending the year with some of our most entertaining performances from 2007. Let's get back to Nellie Mackay's performance. Her latest CD is called Obligatory Villagers. You are now considered indie rock, but you study jazz singing, and it's clear that you have a great jazz feeling when you sing. But you gave up pursuing that path as a jazz singer. You left school, I think it was the Manhattan Institute of Music where you were studying.
Well, some refer to it as the Manhattan Pool of Mucus, but that does not and does not reflect my feelings on a lot of the teachers that work there. It's just, you know, the institutions of higher learning themselves are always suspect.
But why did you depart from the path of jazz singing?
Oh, well, you know, I think I torture the audience at my shows a fair bit with my warped renditions of popular standards. But actually, we were going to record a standards album, but I've decided it isn't worth the trouble.
Why? I'd listen.
Well, I'm glad. But it's just those standards. You have to be in a... I don't know. I find it hard to temper, you know, those beautiful melodies with my essential Larry Davidness.
Well, you know, there's something like so sweet about some of the standards from, say, like the 20s and 30s. And you wrote a song that was on your first album that's kind of in the manner of those songs about, you know, getting married, having a little white house at the end of Honeymoon Lane, that kind of song. But your version of it is all of the things that have become cliches and for you probably undesirable in some way, or at least that version of it is undesirable. And the song I'm thinking of, I think I've not done a very good job of describing it, but the song I'm thinking of is I Want to Get Married, it just seems to me like your take on a certain kind of standard that you don't feel like you could really sing honestly.
Oh, no, I'm sure I will fall again and be able to sing them honestly again. But at this moment, there's a certain breeziness that preempts a maudlin rendition.
Do you want to do a few bars of I Want to Get Married?
Yes. I wanna get married.
too beaverish, golden retriever, and a little white house. I wanna get married. I need to cook meals. I wanna pack cute little lunches for my Brady Bunches, then read Danielle Steele. I wanna escape this red race I've created. I'm feeling enervated. I don't care if I make it, I just want to bake a sugar cake for you to take to work in the morn. And I'll stay home cleaning the dishes and keeping your wishes all warm.
Nellie Mackay, what were you thinking when you wrote the song? What were you thinking about?
Well, it was lament. You know, I wanted to get married, I realized no matter what you want, it's kind of a fantasy.
So my take on it was all wrong. It wasn't your shout out and critique of standards from the 20s and 30s.
No, but I mean, you can criticize something you strive for, and you can avoid something you dream about.
Now, you were born in London, moved to New York when you were two with your mother after your parents separated, but you spent your high school years in the Poconos, and there's a really interesting jazz scene there. Phil Woods lives there, Bob Dureau, the singer-songwriter and pianist, and a whole bunch of other musicians. And Bob Dureau is on your new CD. Were you, as a teenager, did you know the people in that scene from there?
I did. I used to bug them when I was in high school, and now I've come back to underpay them. So I think they're all grateful to have made my acquaintance. And they're just a bunch of pussycats. But I'm serious about underpaying them. I do intend to do better next time.
My guest is singer, songwriter, and musician Nellie Mackay. Her latest CD is called Obligatory Villagers. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is songwriter, singer, and musician Nellie Mackay. It seems to me you have like a really pretty voice, but in your songs you usually don't want to be pretty. I mean, you're often saying pretty cutting things in your lyrics. And I think it's just a really interesting paradox of who you are as a performer, that there's this like beauty in what you're capable of doing, which you sometimes intentionally undercut by what you sing about. I'm going to ask you to do a few bars of a song called Manhattan Avenue. This is also from your first album. And this is an example of what I mean. I mean, it sounds like really pretty, but if you listen to the lyrics, you know, it's not so pretty. Can you tell the story behind the song before you play it?
I had a lovely, childhood. But there, you still see a lot of things.
This is a period when you were living in New York City, I think in Harlem.
That's right. In Harlem, and you know, there was a lot of beauty there. The older people in the building, even they had some problems. I mean, Lionel. There's a man named Lionel in the song. He did kind of guard over the building, but he also eventually got evicted for having too many prostitutes in his apartment. We had some good friends in the building that we kept in touch with a while, and. Not much education, you know, I mean, and you can see that in the Christmas cards, but that makes them all the more poignant, just in when it's harder for them to do something, and yet they do a more beautiful job than people who have all the privilege in the world. We got a lot of our cats from the alley next door, and the older women, especially in our neighborhood, would put out food for the cats and for the pigeons, and yet largely the young men would sick their pit bulls on them. And my mother once saw a cat's throat torn out in front of her by a pit bull. And this was a cat we had. We were probably going to adopt. So a lot of mixed messages.
And you mentioned the pit bulls in this lovely melody. And this is Manhattan Avenue. Why don't you play it for us?
Send a breeze, a pit bull's yell, a tender squeeze, a cry for help. Make it now and make it fast. Such memories can never last. I long for the days, music and mayhem. Mama's a smiling friend in the scuzzy hue of the street light, Manhattan Avenue. Lionel, please watch or outdoor the children tease. I beg for more chip and paint. Oh, ain't it great? Can't make the rent. I long for the days kittens are meowling, junkies are prowling deep in the jazzy hue of the street light, Manhattan Avenue. What strange advice that a mugger and a child should share the same paradise. Oh, but dreams come true on Manhattan Avenue.
That's Nellie McKay performing her song Manhattan Avenue. You mentioned a mugger in that last line. Is there a specific mugger that you're thinking of in that line?
Oh, I am. Yeah. I want to say hi to my mugger if he's listening. I'm sorry. I want to say hello. I want to give a shout out because he only spent about, I think, a year in the joint, and then he got out and he was looking for us, but we were breaking down somewhere in South Dakota, so he couldn't get us again. Yeah, he came by and he said, "Give me the oop money or I'll oop the kid up." And we just laughed. We thought he was a friend of ours. And then he kept saying it. And then we figured out, oh, he wasn't a friend of ours. But then my mother, being as swift and ruthless as she is, she didn't even toss him her real wallet. She tossed him her dummy wallet. And then, and so all he got was $2 and a couple of bad credit cards that had no money on them anyway. And then he took off sauntering down the street. And my mom was yelling after him, "Yeah, you better run. You better run." I don't know if he did start to run. And then we got him in a lineup. But then we were beginning to think maybe it's time to leave New York.
Your mother carried around a dummy wallet for muggers?
Oh, yeah. But I think, for those listening, it's probably gone up from $2 now. you should always account for inflation.
We opened with the first song from your new CD. Do you want to close by performing the last song on the CD, Zombie?
I'd love to, yes. Thank you.
Introduce it for us. Tell us something about it.
Oh, for any zombies that may be listening, this one's for you. Thank you. Should you plan to travel way down south? A woman to woman, I gotta tell you about a curse that rolls out of the deep green swamp. It all is murder, and it makes you jump, and then it says to the zombie. Do the zombie, whoa, yeah. Do the zombie. Do the zombie, whoa, yeah. When I was younger, just a little girl, landing glasses and a ponytail. My mama told me, honey, pack your trunk. We're going to Mississippi, do the bayou bump, where they say, do the zombie. Do the zombie, whoa, yeah. Rah, rah, rah. Do the zombie. I do the zombie, whoa, yeah. One day I set out for a walk. The path soon grew quite dark. I saw my shadow running faster. Hurry, slow-mo, coming after me. After me. And it said, do the zombie. Do the zombie, whoa, yeah. Do the zombie. Do the zombie, whoa, yeah. The sun is shining and you're feeling fine. As you pass the Mason Dixon line, the forest echoes and the tree leaves snap. Hey, what's that sound? Spin around. Who dat? Then they say, do the zombie. I do the zombie, whoa, yeah. I do the zombie. I do the zombie, whoa, 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 whoa. Bob Dylan, the zombie. What do we do there? What do we feel? Come on. Torture's no big deal. Do the zombie. I do the zombie. Morrissey zombie. I'm very depressed, but go vegetarian. Go vegetarian, everyone. Do the zombie. Whoa, yeah. I didn't do how far are we? What is the they don't hear them. I don't see them. They just hate us for our freedom. Elizabeth Taylor zombie. Oh, Montgomery, how come you're so gay? Must escape the vicious nexus. Wonder what Brecht ate for breakfast. Dinosaur, see the USA in your Chevrolet. America is the greatest land of all. Mwah!
Nellie McKay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tara. It was a real pleasure.
Nellie McKay recorded in November. Coming up, Los Straitjackets and Big Sandy do Spanish language covers of 60s hits. This is Fresh Air.